Good morning, Doc.
Morning, Bill.
Sorry, just give me a second. I'm sipping on my green tea extract. My goodness. You know, it's an antitoxin and an antioxidant.
Antioxidant.
It's anti a lot of stuff. This is so good for you, green tea extract. I don't know why you're not drinking it more. Wait. This headline says it could harm liver and people with a certain genetic variation.
How do I know if I have this genetic variation? You don't, and there's no real test that you could do that. So you have to be careful to stay to consume it that in low doses. And so it's found. This is called the long version of this compound is called epigallocatechin or EGCG. Let's just call it the stuff that's in the green tea, and it is considered to be an antioxidant. What's an antioxidant? Think of when you put hydrogen peroxide on your skin after a cut. You know how it fizzes up when you put it on the wound? Well, hydrogen peroxide is simply H2O2, two hydrogens, two oxygens, very unstable. So it loses an oxygen, becomes water. But that oxygen that comes off is very reactive. It likes to bind to the cells of your in your body, or at least the cells on the surface, the bacteria that's on the surface, and it explodes the cell membranes. So it will explode the bacterial membranes, destroying them. So that's what a free radical is. That's essentially how you would think about it. It's like taking bullets and shooting it into the wall. It pokes holes in the wall.
It's not that guy at university who went to every protest. It's not that kind of free radical.
Exactly. And so the EGCG, which is found in green tea, it's also found in black tea, oolong tea, cranberries, strawberries, blueberries, kiwis, cherries, peaches, apples. It's found in food. It's normal, right? But it's very low doses. And what it does is it will grab that oxygen and prevent it from poking holes in the cells. And so it's assumed that when you consume this, and therefore if you consume it in greater quantities, it will help prevent damage to your cells, reduce the risk of cancer, heart disease, yada, 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 all that.
That's what people tell me. They don't know why I'm not drinking more green tea extract.
Yeah, except this particular study looked at 1,000 women, and they were followed every 3 months for a year. And they were given a supplement of 843 milligrams of this. Now, how is that compared to when you're having regular tea? Well, regular tea has 50 to 100 milligrams. So this was anywhere between 8 to 16 times more of this particular antioxidant, the epigallocatechin. And they then looked at a particular enzyme level in the liver. And this enzyme, and what an enzyme is think about when you are, say you have a potato in front of you, and then you chop up the potato or you mash it. The process of changing the potato from being a potato to mashing it is what an enzyme would do in terms of function. It changes one thing into another so that it can be used differently and used in a way that's more productive. So enzymes in the liver are in the cells of the liver, and they're able to measure various enzymes in there that would be helpful in breaking down this particular compound or not being able to break it down as well. And they found two types. The names of them are not important. They're long names. No one's going to remember them. But they found that one group of people that had one type of this enzyme were not able to break down this green tea extract as well, and it caused more liver damage. And they were able to tell whether the liver was damaged, because when the liver gets damaged, the cells get destroyed. Inside the cells are different compounds. One of them is called ALT. It's just another enzyme. And when that ALT level goes up, it tells you something is happening to the liver. And they found that when they did this, they found that there was almost a doubling of damage to the liver compared to other people who had a different enzyme that broke things down. The problem is you don't know which one you have. So if you're taking supplements and you're taking a lot of this stuff, they're concerned that you may be causing damage to the liver over the long term. And this is only taken for a year, and people take supplements for longer than that. So if you're drinking green tea, no big deal. If you're taking extracts, you're getting probably way too much than what you need. It's dubious in terms of what it does for your health anyway, taking more of it. So the bottom line is, caveat emptor, be careful what you buy, be careful what you consume, because it may not be doing the benefit or providing you the benefit that you think it is.
But it's natural, Doc. How can something natural be bad for you?
Sure. Well, plants, remember, can't run away from their prey. So they either will produce compounds that'll kill you, or they'll produce compounds that'll attract animals to them so they can propagate. So natural means absolutely nothing.
Oh, my God. I'm putting down my poison ivy extract tea now. Thanks a lot, Doc.
No problem, Bill.
The Morning Rush. Dr. Barry Dworkin, Medical Myth-Busting. Sunday House Call, Sunday afternoons at 3 on News Talk 580 CFRA.